You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 974. Today's Devo is called Countdown to the Cross, Day 4.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Happy Thursday, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful morning so far, getting everybody ready for school, heading to work, being with your coworkers, whatever it is. Thank you so much for listening. Again, we just want to thank you for allowing us to come into your homes, into your car, into your workplace, and to share these words with you. We love talking about this. We love sitting around and reading verses and sharing about how it has impacted us. And then to share that with you is an even bigger blessing. So if you are blessed by this, thank you so much. Just share with us your testimonies on socials, on Instagram, DM us. We love to hear if this is impacting you and blessing you, because we know we're on the right track when we hear back from you. Today, we will be continuing in our Holy Week with my mom, Pastor Mary Alessi. So, Mom, take it away.
Today, our verse that we'll be looking at is Matthew 26, and we're going to read verses 23 and 24. Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Wow.
Jeez.
Here's another angry Jesus. We encourage you to go back and listen to yesterday's if you missed it, because we talked about Jesus and him showing his natural man side when he got angry. And you see how this verse ends. Woe to him that betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born.
Jeez.
That verse is no joke. Jesus was laying it out there for the disciples not to worry if something happened to him. Think about the person who did whatever they were going to do to Jesus. You know, Jesus suffered tremendous rejection and betrayal at the hands of Judas, because we know he is speaking of Judas in that moment. And if you continue to read, you'll see that Judas basically steps up and says, "Surely, Lord, you're not speaking of me." And Jesus says, "Judas, go do what you have to do." Jesus already knew that he was going to be betrayed. This is on the same night that he's calling all his disciples together in the upper room so that they could have the Passover meal. What a beautiful experience they were about to have. And right in the middle of this awesome ceremony, the Passover ceremony, Jesus would be betrayed. Now, it was all happening behind the scenes. It would not happen until Jesus went to the garden. The soldiers would show up with Judas. Judas would point, "There's the man," and he would kiss him on the cheek, and the betrayal would ensue. But in that night, that beautiful Passover, everything was going down behind Jesus's back. But he already knew this was going to happen because it had been prophesied. I think if there's one thing we as men, women, no matter what age, at some point in our lives, we feel betrayed. We've gone through an experience where someone gave us that kiss of death, or at least that's what it felt like. Betrayed us, hurt us, lied about us, lied on us, left us. Somebody that was close in your inner circle. Nothing hurts more than someone that you love hurting you and betraying you. But what Jesus shows us in this passage and in this beautiful depiction is that regardless of the betrayal or the rejection that's done to you, you still carry on with the mission that God has set before you.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus did. He didn't spend the whole Passover ceremony talking about being betrayed. He went on to prepare those around him, his disciples, for what was to come.
That's good.
That's so important for us to know. Listen, if you've been hurt, if you've been betrayed, welcome to the club. I think we've all been hurt or betrayed at some level at some point. And it's painful and it's difficult. But let me encourage you today, carry on.
Yeah.
This verse might be for you. Woe to the person that lays a hand on the daughter of God that you are, or the Son of God that you are. And I know we might not think of ourselves that way, but God protects his children
because
he loves his children. So the word for you today is to continue on. Carry on in spite of the betrayal, in spite of the rejection. Get up every day, put a smile on your face, go forward in the mission that God has called you to go forward in. And all of the pain, all of what's been done wrongly to you. Listen, God is the great justifier. He's the great judge.
Amen.
And the Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. We can leave it all to him and carry on with what he's called us to do.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Let's do it.
Lord, we thank you again for your word today. Betrayal and rejection runs deep in our hearts. For those of us who have experienced that, and I would say most of us have on some level, what you're showing us through your word is, Lord, there's nothing that we would experience on this earth that you've not already felt the pain of. You can fully relate to our humanness, what we go through, the relational conflicts that we have, the pain that we suffer. But God, your word for us today is to continue on. Carry on. Don't give up. Don't quit. There is a resurrection that's just ahead for us.
Amen.
We thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend. Leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.